Today's daf is Horios daf Gimel. We left off yesterday on daf Beis Amud Beis. We're in the middle of an inyan, so let's just quickly go over what we're holding in. The clear halacha is, the one thing that's really indisputable, is that if Beis Din issues a hora'a b'taos, if Beis Din gives a psak halacha that's a mistake, Beis Din being Sanhedrin HaGadol, gives a psak halacha that's a mistake, and Rove of the Tzibur follows that psak halacha, and they do an aveira based on the hora'a of Beis Din, so then there is a chiyuv of a parhal and davar shel tzibur. There's a question we'll see in our Gemara, who brings that karban, whether the tzibur brings the karban or Beis Din brings the karban, but that's where you certainly have a karban. Now in our Mishnah we mentioned that if, let's say, Beis Din issues a psak halacha, an erroneous psak halacha, and an individual follows that psak of Beis Din, a yachid, whether he does it together with Beis Din, after Beis Din, or completely independently, and Beis Din never violates it themselves, just that individual goes ahead and violates that halacha based on the psak of Beis Din, the Mishnah had said pater, because he was told by Beis Din, the guy wasn't doing it based on his own knowledge, his own psak. He assumed that the Beis Din wasn't leading him in the wrong direction and that they were correct, so he was completely told it in the Beis Din. Then the Gemara had commented, yes, that is what our Mishnah says, but that only reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, if an individual violates halacha based on the psak of Beis Din, it's machlokas, whether he's pater or whether he's chayv to bring his own personal karban chatas. Our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says that he's pater, but the Shita of the Rabbanon is that he in fact is chayv to bring his own personal karban chatas. And the Gemara had quoted two brisas to show that this in fact is a machlokas. The brisas were both anonymously written. Neither one has a name of a Tana in it. The first brisa we attribute to Rabbi Yehuda, saying that that brisa is exactly like our Mishnah. The first brisa that we quote, Darshan de Pasuk, im nefesh achas techta bishkago ba'asosa, to have three mi'utim in the Pasuk, the last of which is to teach me this exact din, that a yachid that follows the hora of Beis Din is going to be pater. And then we quoted a second brisa that we interpreted to mean that a yachid that does al pi oraz Beis Din is going to be chayiv, and we said that brisa is going like the Rabbanan. So we randomly attributed these two anonymous brisas, one to Rabbi Yehuda, which is like our Mishnah, and one to the Rabbanan. So we left off at Amar Rav Papa, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rav Papa, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa Mimai, how do you know that this second brisa means to tell me that a yachid who relies on a Beis Din, an individual who relies on the psak of Beis Din, is chay of his own karban chatas? Dilma lo hein velo Beis Din. Maybe when a yachid relies on the Beis Din obviously is not chay of anything, because Rav HaTzibur didn't follow them, but neither is the yachid. Maybe everyone's off the hook. The Yachid relied on the Beis Din, so he's Pater also. Meaning, maybe this price is really telling me the Shita that we attributed to Rabbi Yehuda. Ihachi, so says the Gemara, no, if that were the case, when you look back at this Brisa, my iria de kamahadra al ruba luchyuva, why would the Brisa look for a case to try to determine that when Rove of the Tzibur does an Aveira, that they're chay of a carbon chatas? From the fact that it goes on to a case of Rove, lav mechal de miut bahora, kaimle de it must be assuming that if a minority of the tzibur violates a halacha, that they in fact are chayiv a karban chatas. Because the brisa just goes on to say, how do I know that rov of the tzibur that violates on their own without a haraz beis din has to bring karban chatas? Because after all, rov of the tzibur violates with a haraz beis din, they don't bring a karban chatas. Well, the Gemara, the brisa never figures that out in regards to a miut. Why does the brisa just assume as a davar pashut, which it does, that a miut of the tzibur that violates an aveira without a hara of Beis Din is automatically chayv karban chatas? What does that mean? A regular guy, stam, a guy off the street, violates an aveira b'shogeg, he's chayv karban chatas. The Brisa assumes that that's a davar pashut. Why does it assume that that's a davar pashut? Must be because it's assuming that if an individual violates with hara's Beis Din, based on a hara'as Beis Din, he's chayiv a chatas, and therefore, obviously, if he violates without hara'as Beis Din, he's chayiv a karban chatas. That's why the Brisa makes that assumption. And the Gemara is just going to explain this kasha in a few more words. Why don't we first try to ascertain and demonstrate that when an individual violates an aveira b'shogeg, that he's chayiv a karban chatas? And only once we establish that, then go on to say, Ulubsov, Nehadar al Rubal Chayv Bishigas Mesa. Tell me that when Rov of the Tzibur violates Naver Bishogeg, that the Chayv of Karban Chatas. Why doesn't it go through that first step? Elav Midmahader, they take out the word low, Midmahader al Miyut Mechayavin Bishigas Mesa, Ubisov Mahader al Ruba, Lichyuva Bishigas Mesa, Shma Mina Miyut Bahra, Chayavin Hain, Kisva Vasira, Vishalobara. What you see is that the Braisa must be assuming that a minority of the Tzibor that violates based on a Psak of Beis Din is Chayev Karban Chatas, and Mimela, it's obvious then that a minority of the Tzibor that violates Halacha without Aras Beis Din, just a straight up regular Shogeg, is also Chayev Karban Chatas. So that's how we see that clearly this second Braisa assumes that a Yachid that violates Naver B'Shogeg based on the Horah of Beis Din is Chayiv an individual Karban Chatas against our Mishnah, and basically bottom line, we now end up where we ended up yesterday, that we have two Braisas that disagree with each other in regard to an individual who follows the Pesach of Beis Din and violates Navera because he was following the Pesach of Beis Din. Does he or does he not have to bring Karban Chatas? Two Braisas disagree. First Braisa says no, he's Potter. Second Braisa says he's Chayiv, and the Gemara said it must be the first Braisa conforms to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're Chayiv in this case, and the second Braisa conforms to the Shita of the Rabbanan, and our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is just going to ask a much simpler question. If you have two Braisas and they're both anonymous, and we never heard of anything that Rabbi Yehuda says on this topic before, why would you assume one Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda? Would you pick the name out of the hat? Let's assume it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, or maybe Rabbanan, and the other Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, whoever, Rabbi Shimon, whichever one, whichever name you want to pick. Where do we get this idea that the first Braisa that says an individual goes based on a Pesach of Beis Din and violates a halacha, that he's putter, that's got to be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you see it's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? So it's just important to realize for this conversation, how did this first Braisa derive this halacha? From the fact that the Pasuk says, Im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga ba'asosa, we darshan that there are actually three mi'utim in the Pasuk. That we take the word techta and we apply it to three different words in the Pasuk. It's as if the Pasuk said, nefesh techta, achas techata, ba'asosa techata. And we darshan three separate mi'utim from that Pasuk. So whoever the author of that Braisa is, must have that style of darshaning psukim, where he takes three different miyutim from one pasuk. So what we're going to be looking for is to find, where did Rabbi Yehuda show us that that's his style? And that's why we attribute this braisa dafka to Rabbi Yehuda more so than anybody else. So frek the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Michti, travayu stami tenan. Both of these braisos are anonymous braisos. Mimayda kamais Rabbi Yehuda b'shvayis Rabbanan. Who told you that the first braisa we quoted reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and the last braisa reflects the sheet of the Rabbanon? Ema ipcha, maybe I should say it's the exact opposite. So says Gemara, no. Man shamatlei tedarsh miyute ki agavna Rabbi Yehudahi. Who do we ever find, which Tana do we ever find that darshan's miyutim in this way, that darshan's a pasuk to tell me miyut after miyut in this kind of way? Only Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, where can we demonstrate that Rabbi Yehuda darshan's miyutim in this way? Because we have a braisa that Rabbi Yehuda omer, zos taras ha'ola hi Ha'ola, etc., that the Gemara Darshins, the Rabbi Yehuda Darshins, Harei Elu Shlosha Miyutin, that Pasuk is also telling me three separate Miyutim. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda Darshins Pesukim in this way. If you look at the top Rashi, he explains what the three Miyutim are. Zosia Ola, Harei Elu Shlosha Miyute, where there are three Miyutim, Chad Prat Linishchata Balaila, one to tell me that if it's Shechted at night, it's not a regular Karban Ola, V'chad doesn't have a din of an ola, v'chad prat l'nishpach dama, one to tell me that if it's blood spilled out, v'chad prat l'yitzias dama chutz l'klaim, that if it's dam left outside of the curtain, shim olsal gabi mizbech teirid. In all those cases, if you bring the carbon up on the mizbech, you got to bring it down, because it's not a carbon ola, it doesn't belong there. D'lo havya ola chashuva. So you see, from this pasuk, we darshan three miyutim. It's as if it said zosi, torasi, whatever. However, you would darshan it that it's coming to tell me three separate miyutim. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Viba yisema. Adayin ani omer lo matzus mukma like Rabbi Yehuda. Or you could say, no, I could still say that it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ketani rov kal shechatu based in mevin al yidein par, that rov of the kal, if most of the tzibur doesn't have era, the Bezdin brings a par helm davar shel tzibur for that. Vi'i Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, what did we want to say? We wanted to say this first brisa that we quoted is assuming like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And that the Mishnah, therefore, is also assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, but you know what? You have to look at everything Rabbi Yehuda holds and see if it really lines up perfectly to Rabbi Yehuda. We learned over here that if Rov of the Tzibur doesn't have Eira, who brings the Karban? We know for sure that when Rov of the Tzibur doesn't have Eira based on the Hara of Beis Din, there is a Chiv of Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Whose Chiv is it? Is it Beis Din's Chiv? Or is it the Tzibur's Chiyuv? So, what does it say? Rov Kal Shechatu Beis Din Mevi'in Al Yedein Par. The Beis Din brings the carbon. Is that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? V'i Rabbi Yehuda Ha'amar Rov Tzibur Hu Demaisi Beis Din Lo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the community has to bring the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. It's a Chiyuv on the community, it's not a Chiyuv on the Beis Din. So how can you just say that our Mishnah and this first price are going like Rabbi Yehuda? It doesn't really go like all the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. The only part that conforms to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is the idea that when a Yachid violates an Avera al Piyara's Beis Din, that he's Pater. But what about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's that the Chiyuv to bring the carbon is on the Tzibur and not on the Beis Din? The Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shiva Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Zayin Parim. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chiyuv is on the Tzibur? Rabbi Yehuda says that if seven separate Shvatim violate an Avera based on the Pesach of Beis Din, each of the Shvatim have to bring their own Karban. So you see it's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur themselves, not a Chiyuv on the Beis Din. So therefore, the Gemara seems to reject the idea that our Mishnah can only be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara moves on to the next possibility. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, oh, our Mishnah, you're right, it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Again, the psak of our Mishnah that we're most interested in determining who it's going like is the idea that when a Yachid follows a Rav of Beis Din and therefore doesn't have Eira based on Beis Din's psak, that he's putter, that he doesn't have to bring an individual carbon chatos even. So we're saying that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamim om Yachid Shasa Baras Beis Din Chayiv. The Chachamim would disagree with our Mishnah and they would say that an individual that violates an Avera relying on Beis Din's psak is going to be Chayiv. So Meira Meir My Rabbanan, we're going to have to go through this whole issue again. Where do you find Rabbi Meir holds that you're Pater in this case, and that the Rabbanan hold that you're Chayiv? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Horu Va'asu, if Beis Din issues a Psak, and they do. Now, it doesn't say who they is. The Gemara is going to have to figure this out. Rameir Poter V'Chacham Mechayvin. Rameir says you're Pater. Doesn't say who's Pater. Rameir says Pater, and the Chachamim say Chayiv. So it could be, this Brice is as vague as it could possibly be. So because it's so vague, it gives us a little bit of license to try to say, oh, maybe that's the machlokas between our Mishnah and the second Brice that we quoted, whether an individual who violates an Avera based on Oras Beis Din is going to be Chayiv or Pater. Rameir is saying you're Pater, and the Chachamim say you're going to be Chayiv. Manasu, so let's try to translate this Brice now. Who did? Beis Din issues a Pesach, and someone did. Who did? Who did an Avera? Ilem a Beis Din. If you want to tell me Beis Din did the Avera, my time is the Rabbanon de Mechayvi. Then why would the Rabbanon hold your Chayiv? Vatanya Yachal Horu Beis Din Vasu Beis Din Yachal Yud Chayavin. We have a Ferish Abraisa of the Darshins that one might have thought that if Beis Din issues the Pesach and Beis Din violates the Halacha, that they would be Chayiv. Tamalomar, that's why the Pesach says, Hakalva Asu. Ma'as etali bekal va'arot liya be'Beis Din. The role in Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur of the Beis Din is one of Hora'a. The role of the Tzibur is one of Asiya, of violating the Halacha based on the Psak of Beis Din. If Beis Din were the only ones that violated the Halacha based on their own Psak, you don't enter the Parsha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. It doesn't make it into the discussion. The role of the Beis Din is purely a role of Hora'a, not a role of Asiya. So it wouldn't make any sense to say that the machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan in this brisa that we just quoted is a case where Beis Din issued a psak and Beis Din followed their own psak. That makes no sense because Beis Din, does not play the role of the doers. Beis Din plays the role of the ones who issue the psak. So Ella, what else could it be talking about? Haru Bezin Vasu Rov Kal. Must be talking about a case where Bezin paskind and there's and Rov Kal violated, the majority of the tzibur, violated the halacha based on what Bezin said. So my time is Rameir de Poter. Why then does Rameir say that you should be Poter? I mean, that's the classic case, the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, right? Before we start the Masechta, the first thing we said is that there is a halacha called Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. How does that come into being? How does that happen? If Bezin issues a psak and Rov of the tzibur violates the halacha based on that psak. That's it. There you have it. How could there be a Tana that's going to say that that your putter can't be? So Ella, what must the Brisa be talking about? Ella Lav, Horu Bezin Va'asu Miyut Kal. It must be talking about a case where Bezin gave the Hora'a and a minority of the Tzibor followed their Hora'a. Ah, and this is what they're arguing about. That minority of the Tzibor that followed the Hora'a of Bezdin and therefore violated Navera, do they bring a personal Karban Chatas? We know there's no Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor because that only happens when Rove of the Kal violates. So does that minority of the Tzibor bring their own personal Karban Chatas, or could they say, look, I'm off the hook. I wasn't following my own Psak. I was following the Psak of Bezdin. So I'm not responsible for this. That's the machlokas. Ubahakamifugi. Mar Savar Yachid Shasa Baraz Bezin Pater. Rameir holds an individual who violates based on the Hora of Bezin as Pater, like our Mishnah. Umar Savar Yachid Shasa Baraz Bezin Chayiv. And the Rabbanan hold that an individual who violates based on the Hora of Bezin is Chayiv, like the second Brisa we quoted on Daf Bez Amid Bez. So that's the explanation of this little Brisa with the machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim. And therefore we see that our Mishnah reflects not the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and the Rabbanon happened to disagree with Rabbi Meir. Now that is one way to explain this little vague brisa about machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanon in regards to Beis Din paskening somebody doing Rabbi Meir saying Pater the Chamim and Chayiv. One way to explain it is that they're arguing about our issue, the issue that we're interested in of an individual who violates a halacha based on the Rav Beis Din. The problem is, it's not the only way to explain that brisa. There are four other ways to explain that brisa because the brisa is so vague you could put whatever you want into it. So since there are four other ways to explain the brisa, Gemara is going to go through what the four other ways to explain that brisa actually are. Amrav Papa, Rav Papa says, no, let's take a look at this. The Kuli Alma Yachid Shasa Baraz Bezin Pater. It could be that both opinions in that brisa agree that an individual who follows the Hora of Beis Din and therefore does Navera is Pater, that he's not Chayiv a Karban. What are the Chacham talking about when they say you're Chayiv? He said, you totally misunderstand the brisa. Here's explanation number two of the brisa. Ela Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov Tzibor Kamiflgi. The question is, when they're tallying up the Tzibor to figure out if Rov of the Tzibor violated the Halacha, do Beis Din count in the cheshbon? Let's say you have you have 10 million Jews in the world. I'm just picking a number. So if 4,999,999 violated that, 10 million Jews plus the Beis Din. So 4,999,999 violated the halacha. 5,000,001 did not violate the halacha. But within the Beis Din, out of the 71 members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, 55 violated the halacha. So once you put the Beis Din into the cheshbon, that will tip the scales and put it into Rov Tzibur violating the halacha. Does that generate a chiyuv of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur? So that's what they're arguing about. Mar Savar Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov Tzibur, Mar Savar Ein Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov Tzibur. That's the machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan. That's possibility number two of the machlokas. Possibility number three, what they're arguing about, V'iba Yisema Horu Beis Din Va'asur Rubash Kal, that the Beis Din violated, Beis Din gave a psak halacha, and Rov of the Kal violated. So we already suggested that before, but we said that can't be, because then why would anyone say Pater? That is the classic, prototypical, paradigmatic example of Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. That's the case, where Rov Kal violates based on the psak of Beis Din. So how could there be a machlokas? No, this follows. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon hi, Damar Tzibur Maisi, U Beis Din Maisi. We're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that says that the Tzibur has to bring their own karbanos, plus Beis Din brings a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Meaning we said, who's the one that would ever say that someone's chayiv, an individual karban, in a case where Rov Kal has violated, that's a case of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur? Yeah, maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, that ain't a chinami. Even though they're bringing a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, each individual also has to bring a karban. Fourth possibility of the brisa of what the machlok shemei and the rabbanan is, v'iba yisema shevet sha'asa b'horas beis dino. We're not talking about the Sanhedrin HaGadol and the rove of Klal Yisrael violated. taken an individual shevet, the Beis Din of that shevet issued a psak, and the rove of that shevet violated the halacha. Uman chachamim, and who are the chachamim that say you're chayiv in such case? Rabbi Yehuda, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Titania shevet shasa baras Beis Dino, also a shevet chayiv, that it could be a chayiv on an individual shevet, that also counts as rove of a tzibur. Even within an individual shevet, it counts as rove of a tzibur. So that's the fourth possibility of what Rameir and the Chum are arguing about. Fifth possibility of what they're arguing about, and final possibility, the Iba Yisema, Kigon Shechatu Shisha, Vehin Rubu Shalkal. Let's say 6 out of the 12 Shvatim violated, but they happen to make up Rov Minyan of the Tzibur. They happen to make up the majority of Klal Yisrael. O Shiva, or let's say 7 out of the 12 Shvatim violate, Afal Pishen and Rubu Shalkal, and they happen to be a minority of the Tzibur. They happen to not make up a majority of the Tzibur. Umas Nisin Mani, Rabbi Shim ben Elozer Hi, Detaini Rabbi Shim ben Elozer Omer, Mishmo, Chatu Shisha, Vehin Rubu Shalkal, O Shiva, Afal Pishen and Rubu Shalkal, Chayavin. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Shim ben Elozer, who says that if you have one or the other, either 6 Shvatim that happen to be the Rubu Shalkal, or 7 Shvatim that are not the Rubu Shalkal. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir that you're going to be chayiv in that case. So maybe that's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. We're assuming like the sheet when Rabbi Meir says that. When you have this machlokas in the brisa, so that's the machlokas is about a case where you have a rove of the kal in an unconventional way, right? With 6 shvatim violating that make up rove of the kal, or 7 out of the 12 shvatim violating. So those are the 5 different possibilities how to understand that brisa, and therefore we cannot at all conclusively prove that our Mishnah, when it says that a yachid who follows the psak of Beis Din in violating a halacha is pater, necessarily reflects the sheet of Rameir and not the sheet of the Rabbanan, because that may not be at all what the Machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanan is about. Okay, new issue now. Again, continuing in issues relating to Aras Beis, and now the daf gets a lot easier. Amar Ravasi, Ubara Halachacha Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Whenever we count the majority of the Tzibur in terms of determining whether a majority violated the Halacha, we only count people who live in Israel toward the Tzibur. Ach Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, Da'osim Shebechutz La'aretz Einem Min HaMinyan. Jews in Chutz La'aretz don't count to the Tzibur. V'lo Osim D'minachal Mitzrayim L'chutz L'chutz La'aretzi. No one beyond Nachal Mitzrayim, because that's already considered Chutz La'aretz. It's an astounding halacha that when you count Rov of Klal Yisrael, the Jews in Chutz La'aretz don't count to Rov of Klal Yisrael. I think Rav Shechter quotes this Gemara in his piece in Be'ikvei Atzon. He has a piece on Begidre Medinas Yisrael and Melcham Oseha, where he tries to ascertain who gets to make the decision when to give land for peace, or when to, you know, go out to war and fight for our land. Who gets to make that decision? What's called an acceptable loss of life or an acceptable risk in order to save more land? So he says, who gets to make that decision? Mistamit, it's Klal Yisrael's decision. So when we had a Sanhedrin that determined what Klal Yisrael should do, what Klal Yisrael should not do, and represented Klal Yisrael, so you go to the Sanhedrin. Nowadays we have no Sanhedrin, nor do we have any body of Torah that's universally body of authorities that are universally recognized as the authority, you know, with all due respect to the Mo'atzes Gedolei HaTorah, not necessarily recognized across the board as the universal authority that Klal Yisrael follows. So the Chorah goes back to the Tzibur as a whole, and who counts as the Tzibur? Only Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. So Jews in Chutz La'aretz can't stand on their soapbox telling Jews in Eretz Yisrael what the right thing and the wrong thing to do is. This is totally purely on the das of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So anyway, I mean, it's obviously much more complicated Indian, not today's topic. So you follow Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael in determining the majority and the minority. Shneamar Vayash Shlomo Ve'isa Yis Achag V'Kol Yisrael Imo Kal Gadol, that Shlomo HaMelech made a celebration and all of Kal Yisrael with him, a large congregation, and it was 7 days plus 7 days, a total of 14 days, and the crowd extended from Levo Hamas until Nachal Mitzrayim. So Michti, Ksiv, it already says all the Jewish people are with him. Why does it have to tell me where the location is of this crowd? So Shema Mina, Hani Hudik Rikal, Aval Hanach Lohu Rikal, tells me that when you're defining the Kahal, it's only in that location. Once you're beyond Nachal Mitzrayim, you're in Chutz Laaretz. That doesn't count as the Kahal anymore. So you see, it's a din that when we're counting up the Kehila, the Kahal Yisrael only counts people who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, new issue again, period. Shita. Merubin v'nismatu, hainu plukta d'Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Let's say, at the time that they violated the Avera, based on the Rav Bezin, they were a majority of the Tzibur, but then they became a minority of the Tzibur. Let's say several of them died out. So now they are a minority of the Tzibur who have violated. At the time that they violated the Halacha, they were a majority. Now they want to bring the Karban, the Haparam Davishel Tzibur, but now those who violated have become the minority of the Tzibur. So that's a Machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Where is there a Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan about this? So we haven't seen it yet. It's in 1 week from today. We're going to be learning on Daf Yoram and Aleph that the following discussion. Let's say a Kohen Mashuach or a Nasi, before they become the Kohen Gadol, before they become the Nasi, does an Avera, that there you would be chayiv an individual carbon chatos for, but as a Kohen Mashuach, you bring a different carbon as the Kohen Gadol, right? So which one does he bring? Then he becomes a Kohen Gadol before he brings the carbon. Which carbon does he bring? Does he bring the carbon of an individual, or does he bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol? So that's a machlokas we're going to have later on. So do you bring the over here as well, that same machlokas l'chora would apply to the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. At the time that they violated, they were Rov HaTzibur. At the time they wanted to bring the carbon, they're no longer Rov HaTzibur. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan we're going to have later on. But what about the opposite? What about Mu'atin V'nisrabu Mai? What about if when they did the Avera, they were the Miut, and then they became the Rov? Let's say many in the other party who didn't do the Avera died out. So now by the time they want to bring the carbon, it's Rove of Klal Yisrael, it turns out, that have violated the Avera. So they were each ready to bring their individual Karbanos Chatas, and then it turns out, they look around, and they're like, wait a second, we're the Rove now. So what's the din there? Me, Pligi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan? Do the Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan disagree with that as well? Rabbi Shimon Dasal Basar Yudia. Rabbi Shimon says, we only go Basar, we're only interested in the time that you know about it. So Michayiv, so he's going to say, you're Chayiv in this case. Rabbanan Da'azli Basar Chatas, the Rabbanan who follow the time that you violate the Avera, Patri, they would say you're Pater, although, or maybe it doesn't line up exactly. So my, what's the din? Why wouldn't it line up exactly? So Rashi explains, if you look on the top left-hand column, he says, Dahani Muatin V'nisrabu, in the second line, in the left-hand side, he says, Dahani Muatin V'nisrabu lo dami mamish l'chatu ad shelo nismanu. A case where they were the minority originally, and then they became the majority, is not exactly the same as a case of a Kohen Gadol who didn't have Aver before he became the Kohen Gadol. Because a minority of the tzibur that violates halacha, based on a hora'a, based on a ra'a of Beis Din, it's not that they're ready to bring a karban chatos, and now they realize, oh, it's not a karban chatos we're supposed to bring, maybe it's paralim davar shel tzibur. When a minority of the Jewish people violated halacha based on the ra'a of Beis Din, our Mishnah said, we spent the last half discussing, they're putter. They don't bring anything. Now that they're a rov tzibur, the question is, are they now chayiv in a karban? The case of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan that appears in Daf Yud is talking about a guy who is not yet Kohen Gadol, where he does have to bring a karban when he's not the Kohen Gadol. He just has to bring a different karban when he is the Kohen Gadol. Those are two totally different cases. So that's why we're not sure if it lines up. So says more of a Tizbra, Emer Tisham Leil Rabbi Shimon Dazel, Af Basar Yediyah. What do we know about Rabbi Shimon Shita? That he's interested even in when you find out about it, meaning if the Kohen Gadol finds out about it when before he becomes the Kohen Gadol, if he finds out about it and he did the Avera both before he became the Kohen Gadol, then he's going to be Chayiv. Yediyah below chata'a mi shamatle. But if it's just finding out about it without having the actual sin, be b'makom chiyuv, do you ever find that Rabbi Shimon would say such a thing? Dim kein, laisi kiyashta. Because if that's the case, then he should bring like right now. What does that mean, like right now? So Rashi explains, "Dilahavi kichatu mishenismanu." If you're only interested in the time of the Yediyah, then Rabbi Shimon should say that he should bring the carbon like he's like a Kohen Gadol when he finds out about it as a Kohen Gadol. So why does he say mishenismanu paturin? That if he only finds out about it after he's nismana as the Kohen Gadol, he's potter. He should say no. If he finds out about it after he's nismana as the Kohen Gadol, he should be chayiv as a Kohen Gadol. Bring a par, like a par Kohen Meshuach, like a Kohen Gadol. So the fact that Rabbi Shimon says you're off the hook in that case shows me Yediyah isn't the only qualifying factor. Rabbi Shimon chata v'yediyah bai. In order to be chayiv a particular carbon, you need to have done the Avera and known about it, all in the same makom chiyuv. Ibayilahu, new issue. Following Shail, Haru Bezen Chelev Mutter Vasu Miyatakal. Let's say Bezen Paskin Chelev is Mutter. Minority of the Tzibur follows that Psak. V'chazru Bezen Behen. Then Bezen changes their mind. They say, oh gosh, we made a mistake. Chelev is really Aser. And then Vahoru, they go back and they say, you know what? We didn't make a mistake. Chelev is Taka Mutter. So they issue two separate Psakim, both erroneous, about the same exact issue. Vasu Miyatakher. Now the second time, first time, 35% of the tzibur violated. They said we made a mistake. Then on Monday, then Tuesday, they come back and said, no, you know what? We didn't make a mistake. It's really mutter. Now another 35% of the tzibur violates. Does the 35% plus 35% equal 70%? And you say, ah, Rav Tzibur violated based on the Rav Bezin. So, Vasu Mirach Ramah, what's it then? Kivin Deshtei Yediyos Ninu Lomit Starif. Do we say, since they were two separate psakim, and in between, Bezin had realized that they had made a mistake, so therefore the two do not combine? Adilma Kivin Deidivid Chelev Humit Starif. Or maybe since it's the same exact psak halacha, they are Mit Starif. Vim Tim Salomar Kivin Deidivid Chelev Humit Starif. And if you want to say that in that case they are mitztarif and it does count as rov kal, miut bechelv shal gabe akeva, miut bechelv shal gabe dakin mahu. What if originally Bezin psak was about a certain chelev, and then the second psak was about a different chelev, chelev in a different part of the animal's body? Is that mitztarif? Hachavade kivin to betray kroykasi lo mitztarif. Do you say since it's derived from two separate psukim, they shouldn't be mitztarif? Odum kivin di dividi chelev u mitztarif. Or maybe since they're both about chelev, it should be mitztarif. And if you want to say that it is mitztarif in that case because it's all considered chelev, miut b'chelev and miut b'dam mahu. What if Beis Din originally paskind chelev is mutter, 35% of the tzibur violated, then Beis Din paskind dam is mutter, and another 35% violated? Is that considered the same? Is that considered rov tzibur violating halpi Beis Din? Hachavati detrei surin inhu. Do we say over here you can't combine it? These are two totally separate surim. They're not the same. One is chelev, one is dam, so it can't be mitzdarif. Or maybe since they would bring the same carbon for violating both of those averos b'shogeg, so maybe it should be mitzdarif for parham davar shel tzibur as well. V'im tim tzalomar, and if you want to say kivin the karbon shavim mitzdarif, that in that case it's even in that case it's mitzdarif, even though they're two separate surim, since you have the same carbon it's mitzdarif. What about the following? Miut b'chelev, miut b'avot chachav mahu. Unbelievable. Bezin paskins on Sunday, chelev is mutter. Monday they change their mind. Tuesday they say, avodazara is mutter. 35% of the Jewish people ate chelev. 35% of the people did avodazara. So now, does that call the paradigm of a shel tzibur situation? Is that considered rov of the cow doing al pi bezin? Hachavadai ein yisur and shavav ein karban and shava. Do you say, come on, in this case, it's not only is it not the same isur, you don't even bring the same karban for these violations. You can't possibly be mitzarif them. Or do you say, no, they're both chayiv kares when they do b'mezid, both for chelev and for avodazara, you do b'mezid chayiv kares, so maybe it should be mitzarif. Teku. So Gemara leaves it as a teku. Which one is left as a teku? Some of the roll left as a teku. So what are you paskin when you have a teku? So there are several klalim and halacha to work with over here. Number one, whenever you have a set of imtim tzilomars that you say, is it A or is it B? And if it's B, is it C or is it D? And if it's D, is it E or is it F? Right? So you would always go with B, D, right? You always go with the imtim tzilomar that this side is correct. You always paskin like the side that we question further within. We wouldn't question further within that side if we weren't leaning toward that side in the first place. So the fact that we continue to question within that side is usually not 100% clear cut, but usually an indicator that that's how you would paskin. In general, in Tekus and Shas, there's a discussion in the Klalei HaRifa Rush that's printed at the end of Maseches Shabbos, I think, in the standard editions of the Vilna Shas, it says that the sheet of, I think the Rambam and the Rashi says, maybe it says Machlokes, I don't remember, but he says the sheet of some of the major Rishonim is that whenever it's a teku, it's always l'chumra. We always paskin l'chumra. Because even on a din d'rabbanan, even if it's a shayla on a d'rabbanan, whenever it's a teku, you'd always paskin l'chumra. Because otherwise, we wouldn't have used such a strong lashon of teku, we just would have left it as a suffix, and we would know to say suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. Teku means let it stand, which means always be cautious about this. So it's always l'chumra. Over here it's d'oraisa anyway. So l'chumra we would just follow suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, and we would be machmir over here anyhow. Which would mean you'd be. Question is, what's the chumra? Be machmir what? To bring paral davar shel tzibur, which if you're wrong is chulin la'azara. So it's much more complicated when you deal with kachim. Being machmir of kachim is not always a chumra. It's a significant kula also. Okay, ibayiluhu. We'll get to kachim soon. Ibayiluhu. Haru bezin shechelev mutter va'asu miyit hakal. New shayla. Bezin paskins chelev is mutter. Minority of the tzibur follows their psak halacha. And then umeis also bezin va'amid bezin acher v'chazru v'haru va'asu miyit acher. Then that basin dies, another basin gets up, issues that same psak halacha, and now another 35% of the kal does that avera. So what do you have over here? Liba demand yamar bezin maisi loti bayilach the halasnu. Now if you hold that the chiv of param davar shel tzibur is a chiv on the bezin, so then there's no shaila over here. Bezin's not here anymore. That original bezin's not here anymore. So which bezin are you going to be mechayiv? Neither of them, because the original bezin is dead, and the second bezin only had mir of the tzibur do based on their psak. So that's no shaila. El kiti bayilach liba demand yamar tzibur maisi. But what if you hold that it's the chiv of the tzibur to bring the paral davar shel tzibur? So then, my, what's the din over here? Tzibur haka'i, do you say, well, it's the same tzibur, so it's a rove of the tzibur altogether? Or maybe you need all of the tzibur, the majority of the tzibur, acting on the hara'ah of a single bezdin. And over here, they're acting on the hara'ah of multiple bezdins. Teku, again, we leave it as a teku. New issue. Am Rabbi Yochanan. 100 people sit down to issue a hora'ah. The tzibur is not going to be chayiv unless all 100 of them give the hora'ah together. If people abstain or they disagree or whatever, then it doesn't count. Then the tzibur is not going to be. Then there's not going to be a chiyuv param davar shel tzibur. Shneemar v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku. That if kol adas Yisrael makes a mistake, ach yishku kulan. You see that you need all of them. Ach tivshut rab. Also that it's got to spread into all of Klal Yisrael. Amar of Gunabrid of Hoshia, Hachinam Mistavrin. The truth is, he says, that makes a lot of sense. The Bekala Torah Kula, Kaimelan Ruba Kukulo. All over the rest of Torah, we always assume Rov is like Kol. Vahacha Ksiv Kol Ha'edon. Over here, Dafka says, Kol Adas Yisrael. So that tells you that even if it's 100, you need all 100 to be in order for you to be chayiv. So the Gemara is going to challenge this with three questions on this shita that you need everyone in order to be chayiv. Number one, Tanan, Haru Bezin v'yad achar man shato. Let's say Bezin gave a psak halacha, and one of the members of the Bezin realized he made a mistake. Oh, Talmud v'roi lahara v'halafas al piyam. Or maybe a Talmud who's roi lahara realized Bezin made a mistake, and they still follow the psak of Bezin. Bein shasu v'asimad, bein shasu v'asachrei, bein shasu v'asa. Whether Bezin themselves violated the avera or not, and whether he violated together with them or not, irrelevant. Hareze chayiv. This was our mission, the first mission of the Masechta. So that's going to be a case where you're going to be chayiv because the person who was violating the halacha wasn't relying on Bezin, he knew himself. So hayu dechayiv ha'achar pata, but that implies that had it been anyone else violating with when such a psak was issued, that person would be pater. Why should that person? Why should that person be pater from bringing his own individual karban? After all, there was no real hora of Bezin. If one of the members of the Bezin himself disagreed, so he didn't have the hora come from all of the Bezdin. So why would you start applying the rules of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur that an individual violates his Pater and a Tzibur violates Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur? You don't have a real Hora. Even the one who disagreed at the time they were issuing the Psak shook his head. So they took that to mean that, yeah, go ahead with the Psak. So he did participate in the Psak, even though he personally disagreed. A very shvera of art, exactly what that means, that he shook his head. They misunderstood him, or he said, go ahead with the Psak. You outvoted me, but no, that's how the system works. When you outvote me, you go ahead with the pesach. Challenge number two, Tashema. Horu Bezin v'yadach and Manshato. Bezin issues a pesach, and one of them realizes he made a mistake. Varmer lehen toh matem, and he tells them, look, guys, you all made a mistake. Harei lepaturim, then the pater. Taim adamer lehen toh matem the paturim. Sounds like it's only because he verbalizes it and tells them that they're mistaken, they're going to be pater. Hashasik mishtak chayavin, but sounds like if he disagrees silently, that they're going to be chayiv, v'gamer lahara, and that's called the real hara. V'amai v'lo horu kulan, but isn't that by definition where not everyone issued the psak? Samar hachanami, gonshir chun barosho, so you have to say the same thing, that this case also, even though he disagreed, he shook his head. Third challenge, masav rav misharshia, samchu rav asinu al divir rav shimu gamliel, al divir rav lezer b'tzadik, shayu omrim, ein gozim gzer al tzibur alim, kin rov tzibur yichol namod ba. In general, we have a rule, we don't make a gzera on the tzibur, unless the rov of the tzibur is able to stand up to withstand such a gzera. V'am rav ad baraba mikra, what's the pasuk that teaches us that? B'meir atem norm, v'osi atem kovim agoy kulo. V'ahacha d'chsiv agoy kulo, v'ruba kukulo dami. Where do we learn the din that you need rov hatzibur to be omed in a gzera? From a pasuk that uses the word kulo. So how do you want to be medayik over here? That it's dafka when the entire Beis Din issues the psak together and not just rova the Beis Din, from the fact that he used the word kulo. We see over here we're dashing the word kulo to mean rov, not to mean the entire thing, that we dafka have a hakpada, that it's got to be the entire thing. So tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, tiyufta. Okay, that's a checkmate. What are you going to do? We see that we dashed in the word kulo to mean rov, so you obviously can't dash in the word kulo to mean literally kulo. The Elamai Kala Dasta Kamarachmana. Okay, good, but then we're back to the original diuk. Why does it use the term kol adas if it really just means rove? What does the kol adas come to teach me? Hachi kamer, this is what it teaches me. Iiko kulam havya hora'a, v'ilo lo havya hora'a. It's only a hora'a if all of them are there. They don't all have to agree on the psak, but if all of them are there, it's called a hora'a. If you don't have all of the beis and agadol there, it's not called a hora'a. Amr Rabbi Yoshua, because basically they all need to take responsibility together for such a major thing. Amr Rabbi Yoshua, Asara Shiyoshin Bedin, Kolotali Bitzavar Kulan. If you have 10 people serving as Dayanim in a Din Torah, they're all responsible for the psak that comes out of that Beis Din. Meaning neither one can necessarily hide behind all the others, but at the same time, no single individual is going to have to bear the full brunt of the responsibility for the psak halacha that's issued. They're all together responsible. Shita, so says Gemara, that's obvious. Now, Hakamashmalan, Dafil Talmud b'fnei Rabbo. Even if one of those 10 happens to be a Talmud and another one happens to be his Rebbe, so you might think the Talmud can say, what was I supposed to do? Argue with my Rebbe? The Rebbe said like this. So even though I thought he was wrong, he's the Rebbe. What about I'm going to argue on that? No, if you know that he's wrong, so then you do have to speak up. You have to say something. Gemara Sanhedrin, Dashin says from Psukim that a Talmud Yoshev b'fnei Rabbo is not allowed to be afraid. He's not allowed to be intimidated. Rav Huna, ki avinafik lebeidina, maisi asara tanai, to be Rav lekameh. When Rav Huna would go to Beis Din, he'd always bring 10 people, 10 Talmidei Chacham from the yeshiva in front of him to sit in the Din Torah. Ki echid dinimtayin shiva mikshura, so that each of them should bear a little bit of the weight of the heavy beam of the psak halacha on their shoulders, that they should all share the burden of the psak halacha. Ravashi ki avamaisi tarfasal kamei. Whenever Ravashi, not only in the Din Torah but just in dealing with a psak in Isser v'Heter, when they brought a trefa in front of him and he had to paskin asr mutter, you don't even need a bezin to paskin that. An individual rabbi paskins treif, not treif, right? Still, on a simple shail of treifus, which used to be 80% of the shailas that Rabbanim would get, you know, back in the days when people would just go to the shochet, shuck the chicken, and bring the chicken back to the rav to see if it was a treif or not, that used to be like the number one shail. Now we don't even learn treifus in smicha programs. So, maisi asara tafki mimasa machasya umosav kameh. He would have 10 butchers sitting in front of him, sitting to be able to determine and see if they concur with his shita, with his opinion before paskening. Amar, and he said, the reason I do this, I don't want to bear the whole burden of the psak on myself. I'd rather share that burden with other people. So that's why he has this system set in place where they all bear the responsibility of that psak together. Okay, I figure that's a good stopping point. We'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow and hope to go a little faster, I guess. Okay.